Well, Prime Minister Tony Abbott joins world leaders in marking 800 years since the sealing of one of the world's most famous documents. He's also facing accusations that he risks betraying its key principles. On this day in 1215, the King of England sealed a document called the Charter of Liberties in an attempt to end a civil war with his barons who'd occupied London. That charter came to be known as the Great Charter or Magna Carta. Nicholas Cowdery, the former director of the New South Wales Department of Public Prosecutions and the chair of the Magna Carta Committee at Australia's Rule of Law Institute, joined me earlier to explain its importance. Nick Cowdery, the Charter of Liberties, or Magna Carta as it came to be known, was a failure as a peace deal in England 800 years ago. Yet today, leaders of countries like Australia are celebrating it. Why does it still hold such significance today?
Well, it's interesting you say that because, in fact, it only lasted for 9 weeks in its first life. And King John certainly had no intention of carrying out any of the commitments that he made in that document. So, yes, you know, in a way, it's a curious thing. But I think the answer is that it has become one of the myths of history. And myths can be very important, almost as important as the facts, really. And it's not so much the actual terms of any of the documents that we call Magna Carta. It's more the idea that lies behind such a document composed and sealed in such conditions. It's the principles behind it, the fact that there could be a king brought to a place to agree to terms, even if he had no intention of complying with them. But nevertheless, on the surface, this was somebody showing that nobody is above the law, that even the monarch would agree to be bound by the laws and the customs of the kingdom, and that there would be consequences if he didn't.
And Magna Carta might be widely cited, but it's not well understood. What are the key misconceptions that you hear?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, you get some unrepresented litigants coming into courts and claiming all sorts of rights that they say that they have from the Magna Carta. So they've heard of Magna Carta. But unfortunately, a lot of them are quite mistaken. Magna Carta, for example, did not bring in trial by jury. It didn't bring in the separation of powers or universal suffrage or freedom of religion or habeas corpus or any of those things. They all came from different sources. But nevertheless, it is actually authority for the independence and professional competence of the judiciary. It's authority for equality before the law and due process without corruption. It's authority for the presumption of innocence and the burden of proof being on the prosecution. And it's authority for freedom from arbitrary punishment and proportionality in sentencing.
Well, as one of the top law officers in New South Wales for many years, you had your share of run-ins with political authority. Does Magna Carta hold a special significance for you?
Well, it does for me, but I wish it did for more politicians, because I think, and this is a very convenient time to be looking at these sorts of things, this 800th anniversary of the first document that we call Magna Carta. I think politicians should remember that there are very serious lessons that people have taken to heart in a very wide range of countries around the world, all drawn from Magna Carta. To give you one example, we've had a debate in recent times, and this was part of the debate that I was in when I was Director of Public Prosecutions, the question of mandatory sentences for particular types of offences. Magna Carta is authority in its terms, and in the surviving terms of the documents, for proportionality in sentencing. Now, that's quite extraordinary. Back in 1215, they were thinking that the punishment should fit the crime and the criminal. And yet we have politicians in the 21st century who can't get that idea through their heads and try and impose mandatory sentences.
And what about federal politicians? I mean, the Australian Prime Minister has commemorated the 800th anniversary of Magna Carta by unveiling a new plaque. But do you agree with some other prominent legal figures that some of Tony Abbott's policies clash with fundamental Magna Carta principles?
I certainly do. And the way in which we are addressing the terrorism problem, the way in which we are addressing the asylum seeker problem, the mechanisms that have been adopted by the federal government in relation to those areas and in other areas too, just ignore the basic principles that were first thought about and put down in 1215, later resurrected in the 17th and 18th centuries, and then carried through on high in so many countries over the centuries since. And one of the principles of government that we take very seriously is the separation of powers between the legislature, which makes the laws, the executive, which administers and enforces the laws, and the judiciary, which decides disputes and determines rights and imposes penalties. And the point is that there are certain rights that people enjoy that should not be taken away from them without proper judicial process, not just an executive function of somebody in the executive making a declaration. That's a form of dictatorship. Citizenship is a fundamental right, and it's something that, consistently with the principles in the Magna Carta, should not be taken away from somebody without a proper judicial process based upon laws that enable that to happen.
And you use the word dictatorship there.
When I say dictatorship, I don't want to be alarmist and silly about it. We don't have a dictatorship. But the use of powers of this kind simply by the executive and without a finding of some kind based upon the law, where there's the ability to be heard and there are all the safeguards of the judicial process, for things like that to happen are indicators of bits of dictatorship. And I'm terribly disappointed that the opposition, the parliamentary opposition, is not taking a stand against this.
That's Nicholas Cowdery, the former Director of Public Prosecutions in New South Wales and the Chairman of the Magna Carta Committee at Australia's Rule of Law Institute. And you can listen to the full interview with him on our website.